my sister. She's virgin, you know. She's cherry.
Guy behind the counter, I love this guy. Sweetest postman ever. I would take a bullet for this guy. Hey, Larry, I'm also going to put a fucking can of Coke in there so when your fucking balls drop, you can have a real fucking can of soda, you cocksucker. Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'Em Steve Dave. I sit here amongst some hoodlums.
Oh, boy.
BQ.
Yes.
And Walt.
Hello.
And Get'em.
How you stankin'?
Who do you think's the biggest hoodlum out of us all?
Get'em.
Is it Get'em?
I think he flaunts.
Flaunts the law.
Society and the law.
Hoodlum? I guess like somebody who's like not maybe aligned with society's rules.
An outsider.
And, yeah.
I thought it was like somebody who was like prone
like a greaser.
To commit crimes and cause problems.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's him.
No.
I don't think he has the mobility to commit any crime or cause any rabble-rousing. He's just kind of, you know, counting it down the clock, I think.
Well, you just...
That's my secret. I plan the slow getaway.
Well, you mentioned he just turned 48.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of this. What day is your birthday?
It was the 2nd.
Oh, the 2nd. I didn't know that.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Let me put that on my calendar.
You guys got him a gift certificate to the
buffet.
The buffet he goes to.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he used it already.
He didn't even thank us.
I put it was from me, but I put it on the company card. I was like, those two don't even fucking know it's his birthday.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. I got it in the calendar. I'll never forget again.
Thank you.
Well, forget's not the right word. I wasn't aware to begin with.
I have a rare hard out today.
Yes.
As they say in industry speak, Q. Hard out. Sage's prom today. Her senior prom.
Who's the date?
Her buddy, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah. I think she was holding out for James Charles, this guy, this influencer
Prince James?
Guy. No, it's a different guy.
He's still in the picture?
No, I think she forgot all about Prince James. Now it's James Charles, this extremely effeminate gay makeup influencer.
She's been on his...
For a long time now. His, for over a year.
Yeah, I remember you showing us.
Yeah. For a while.
Yeah, because she got, not this past Christmas,
not getting
but the Christmas
too old
before.
For like, I mean, that was years ago. Like, isn't he going to age out for all these tweens who are going to be like, well, that's creepy. He's...
Right, he's 20-something. Well, she's 20 now, too. Yeah. Though. There he is, yeah. That's the guy that she's attracted to. I'm like, what the fuck? I taught you nothing?
You know, I 19 million followers, man.
Yeah.
I start putting some makeup on, boys.
Oh, he's 27. Yeah, that's too old for her.
Yeah,
for
that's...
Sure.
Could he be like Get'em's age and like still doing this, or is that like get to the point where it's like, come on, hang it up, James?
Yeah, I think they all age out, right?
I wish my skin looked that good.
It does. It doesn't look. It looks very James-like.
Okay. Well, he's a guy, so he has a longer runway than say a girl, like a woman his age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like they'll be like women are aging out, whereas this guy can like change it up in his mid-30s, become a cowboy or something like that. You don't
like
see that
see
guy?
That, no. All of a sudden, he's True Grit now.
He's giving up male privilege, you're saying?
Here is blend, but don't blend in.
There you go.
19 million followers.
19 million? What's that like?
It's probably the same as having 20. Just ignoring them all anyway. Wow.
Flew back to Coachella to recreate my look. Yeah, it's like, I mean, he got in trouble recently because... Because
his father saw his Instagram?
Yeah. Like, you're grounded. No, he commented on when Spirit Airlines went out of business.
Yeah.
One of the employees set up a GoFundMe, and he was like, what's with this GoFundMe shit? He's like, you lost your job. He's like, you go get another job.
Oof.
He's no cowboy.
I think John Wayne walked like that.
Oh, so he refers to himself as a queen?
A queen of Coachella, yeah.
All right. Well, good on him.
But did she make – and you didn't try to use your
– I'll be over here. Good on him.
Your influence as a media personality to try to get the date?
Oh. Somebody with 20 million followers, and I'm like, we can't even get half the time. We can't even get people to do bright tries. I'm gonna get James Charles to show up here. I mean, they do weird stuff, though, like influencers. You know, they will do weird stuff sometimes, but I don't know. I think that was a real – that would have been a real shot in the dark trying to –
Well, you never know.
You take the shot, man. Every shot you don't take is one that is never going to score.
He's in need of some good PR. You know,
it is, yeah.
A Down syndrome date is just might be just the thing.
Yeah, that'll
get him back up to 20 million.
That's in the fucking handbook.
Yeah. Right? I got that handbook. I keep Sage on standby in case.
It was last year when I said to Sage, I was like, do you want BQ to bring you? And she goes, like, he's not my type. She goes,
I aged out. I would have went with her.
That would have been great. Yeah,
that would have been great. No, this is.
I took her mom to the prom.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh yeah.
What's this now? 20 something years later? No, it's got to be more than 20. Would have been 30 years later.
It was 88. You took her, so it would have been 40 years, right?
Yeah, 40 years later.
Wow.
40 years.
Yeah.
Frank took her to the prom last year, right?
Frank drove her to the prom. Yeah, he drove her in the DeLorean.
He's not driving her this year.
No, this year she wanted to take a limo with her friends. So yeah, Frank's gone. Frank's out.
I'm sure he fucking.
He's upset about
it. Devastated. Not that the trailer, the fucking DeLorean.
I can't cart it all the way down the Jersey again. But he's the kind of guy that if I was like, dude, you want to do it again?
He would do it.
In a heartbeat. Yeah,
sweet guy.
He's a great guy, yeah.
I would like to see Frank take a swing at this guy's type of lifestyle. Like, I would like to see Frank become a makeup influencer. Could you do a special Bright Tries episode where Frank tries to be a makeup influencer?
I don't see why not, unless he doesn't want to do it. Put him in a thong.
He's very.
That's right. Yeah, he didn't want to.
He was kind of touchy about some jokes made.
Yeah.
That kind of he was like, I can't say that joke.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
All right.
This is going back. I think maybe his stick. I think that stick has been removed from his ass, but. But early on, I remember that I kind of was like, really. This is the line. it was like a really weird joke that like me and him had a baby together.
Oh, really?
As the count, as the Baron, and he was like this Frankenstein creature, and we created a baby.
I remember.
I turned him into a woman, a female Frankenstein, just so he could have my baby. And he was like, "I can't do that." I was like, "What do you mean you can't do that?" He goes, "Oh, I can't do that. No, that's like I can't. That's implying that we had sex then." I was like.
Wow.
No, it's not. I go. I did it on the operating table. I said, it doesn't mean I could have. Like you're going too deep on the joke.
Yeah. If you see two characters in a movie having sex, you're not like, oh my god, they really had sex. I can't believe they did it.
Yeah.
So yeah, getting Frank in some. There was something also about a tub, wasn't there? I remember like you wanted him to get in a tub. For some reason.
I don't remember that.
Face down. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
No, that was you in a tub, I think.
That was me?
Yeah.
I would have done it.
In your bathtub in your house, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would have done it.
No, it was Get Him in Sunday in your tub.
Oh, Get Him in Sunday in
But they tub? Would have had swim trunks on you.
Right.
Mm. Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Going to get you nice and clean,
yes,
Chef.
Yep.
Nice and clean.
Yep.
Oh, I was wondering this about Teddy. Teddy
yes.
question. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Is there anyone in particular that he dislikes?
Me?
I don't think he dislikes Get Him, but I don't think he has any affection for Get Him.
No.
And that was because within the first 10 minutes of them meeting, he sternly told him no about something.
Right.
And I think Teddy has now been irrevocably?
Irrevocably.
Yeah.
Irrevocably.
Yeah. Holding it against Get Him.
He
doesn't
like to be told no, Teddy?
And he does not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when Get Him told him no, he was like, all right, you're dead to me.
Teddy.
Hey, it's not unlike you. It's not unlike you. You said that to close friends. You didn't say it, but you just acted out now.
Well, when you're as good looking as Teddy,
Yeah, you can pull it off.
You can make those rules.
He's selling out those lotto tickets.
Yeah, but now he doesn't really want up to get him. Like, if I leave him with anybody, get him as the last resort, because I know he's not real, like, jazzed to be in his company. So because get him doesn't give him any of the attention that he gets from everybody else on the planet, though.
Right.
You know, people are baby-talking him. People are fucking snuggling with him. Get him just fucking stares at his computer screen.
Right, like when
then tells him no if he fucking goes and smells, you know, some fucking countless crumbs all around his fucking chair. He's like, he's a bad dog because he fucking went over and smelled them.
They did what dogs do.
Yeah.
Well, you also say, since I don't baby talk him, I give him British accents, and that's
That's weird.
Okay.
He's like, he's not going to – a dog definitely responds more to baby talk than a fucking British butler.
Yeah, like when
Alfred.
When Teddy comes in, it's like cheers. It's like Teddy.
Yeah, we're all excited.
Not get him.
Does not have that same reaction. I think get him might be a little bit jealous of Teddy because he's come into the fold.
He gets a lot more
attention. Because
I thought like one of the things of autism was that they connected with animals because it was like none of those human.
As long as they don't eclipse him.
Yeah.
Then they're okay with animals. Right, but as soon as they become the focal point, yeah, then they're like, yeah.
Wait, they all autistics?
Yeah.
I'm also more of a cat person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Teddy, I mean.
Like, what's he got to do to win you over? Really? What's he got to do? How much more adorable can a creature a fucking be? And it's still not good enough for you.
He's so photogenic, he won a contest.
I say I don't like him. I like him. I talk to him all the time. I bring him toys. The ball he's playing with is from me.
You found that.
Yeah, but I gave it to him.
I was going to keep it for myself, but I gave it to him.
That was for my trash pile originally.
Because you keep taking all his toys and throwing them out.
Wow.
And we're waiting for Brooke Shields. I told you we had to get rid of all this garbage in here.
Yeah, you got to bring in Teddy when Brooke Shields is here. Right?
Oh, yeah. She'll
win her over.
Yeah. I imagine, right? I'm sure she's not.
She has
unless
a dog.
She's autistic.
They have a dog. Like,
I don't like any animal that eclipses my. if I'm not the most important thing in the room, then I don't want to be in that room.
Fuck it. That's not a room for me. Yeah, Norm is like he's skittish around most people. Like anybody new, he's skittish around. But he hates my sister's boyfriend. No reason. Like
they always say that, you know, trust an animal's instincts.
That's what I said to Mary Beth.
Yeah.
I was like, he knows something. We just got to figure out what it is. Because he's like, they pulled up, my sister brought Sage home yesterday. They went and got their nails done and her boyfriend was driving. And Norm stood outside that car just barking at him, howling at him, baying at him until they left. He would not stop. And he wouldn't go back in the house either. So I think he might be onto something. There's Brooke Shields with a couple dogs.
Yeah. Ask your sister if you can get like a piece of her boyfriend's clothing.
All right.
And then, you know, start to like see if like bring it into the house, see if he has the same reaction.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And if he has if he recoils at the clothing, then you know it's not some sort of coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll couch it as like, yeah, we're trying to get him to warm up to your boyfriend when really it's like,
give me his underwear.
Give me something with a lot of must.
Yeah.
I need something that carries a lot of scent.
Not for me. Have you guys been watching Spider-Noir?
I watched the first episode.
Did you? What'd you think?
It was a fun first episode.
It gets better.
Yeah.
It gets better.
It was a fun first episode.
I'm surprised you watched it.
I like Nick Cage a lot, I like noir stuff. So I was like, all right, let me give it a try.
Did you watch him black and white or color?
Black and white.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't watched it yet.
It was. No. It's good. It's got some modern issues with it, but it's good. It's good. It's.
I do wish there was more. There was more fighting. There's a couple episodes where like there isn't a lot of fighting with the criminals versus Spider-Noir.
This is blowing my mind. This is Brian Johnson. Like, Brian Johnson's like, I wish there was more mindless fighting. I mean, I'm sorry.
Between Spider-Man.
Are you about to go snooch in a second and go, nah, 37? I mean, because that is not what I would expect you to want out of a fucking show. Like, I wish there was more fighting between good guys and bad guys.
Well, I knew it was a superhero show.
Brain dead.
Yeah, it does. I know. But I'm like, there was one episode where there was like no fighting. It was all build up and story and shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Nobody threw one punch.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got two more episodes to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I started watching. My internet and cable have been out for like 4 days. I've had no TV or internet. It's been fucking great.
I was going to say, how is it?
But popping DVDs in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got them?
Oh, yeah. I still buy them. Like, I just Fight Club just came out on 4K. I bought that. I'll still buy them from time to time.
Really?
The Evil Dead's I watched the other night because I have them on the 4K. Yeah.
You know, you just have – I mean, I gave up that Ghost. Yeah, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be buying – there's no way I'm ever going to watch a DVD ever again.
It's not like in the old days where you would go to Best Buy and, like, buy, like, 10 for $2 and just, you know, whatever. It's a David Schwimmer movie. I'll watch it once and throw it out. Like, I'll buy – like Evil Dead, I know I'll watch a billion times. Fight Club, I'll watch. You know what I mean? If they're my favorites.
But you could just find it online and stream it, right?
Couldn't this week.
Oh, because, yes.
Yeah. So it's been great.
But you had electricity, though, so you could.
I had electricity, yeah.
Yeah, and it also, it doesn't matter how many streaming services you have when you look up what you want to watch. It's never on there.
It's just never there.
Oh,
it's
never on me. There.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the ultimate streaming service.
I never had seemed to have that problem.
God forbid your internet goes out like you, though. Then you're going to be borrowing DVDs from
DVDs.
Us.
I still have tubs and tubs of DVDs under the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally got rid of a bunch of them, and they made their way into the house. My wife was just like, why don't you just throw them away?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't throw them away.
Well, you could give them to Goodwill or something,
I
you
can't.
Know? No? Oh, you want to keep them?
There's a part of me that like just has a big hurdle of throwing away all those DVDs I bought.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep the boxes?
Oh, yeah.
I put the new 4K ones, I'm keeping the boxes, but all my old DVDs, I throw out the boxes and put them in like
Why?
Wallets because it takes all this and yeah, it's like
I
this.
Know, yeah. But like if you ever want to resell them, like let's say one of them comes across.
How much am I going to get?
Some of them can go.
Waterworld on DVD. Like it's just not going to.
Yes, like Spider-Man 2. Which is at every flea market.
Yeah, so you know, I mean.
Thousands of them. Right. I think Spider-Man 2 may be the most overproduced fucking DVD in world history. But there are some DVDs that go for like, you know, $30-$40.
Yeah.
They're out of print and, you know, they're not streaming anywhere.
I have an original Reanimator that's worth like $75. Yeah. I think that's the only one I have that's worth anything.
But my wife is like, you know, you're never going to sell it though.
You don't know that.
I know. I just cannot make that jump to throw
it's season one of Full House. What if they what if they go and retcon it?
Yeah.
Take out that scene where he goes, cut it out.
It really wasn't an episode.
Oh boy.
That is a fucking Full House deep cut.
That was before that. It was that show he used to do.
Oh, with Dave Coulier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Teddy's not making jokes like this.
No. That's right. He snuggles me and fucking, you know.
Well, get him a snuggle.
Yeah, I'll lay on your lap. Yeah, I don't like that, though. I'll jump on you and lick your face.
It's okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Spider-Noir. I would recommend it for people who.
Did you watch Widow's Bay yet?
I have not. No. Widow's Bay. Let me write it down.
Yeah, it's every episode is just so much fun to watch. They balance horror and comedy like really well. It's not scary. It's more like spooky, but they balance it well.
What's it on?
It's on Apple TV. Yeah.
I saw Apple TV made a new Cape Fear too. I haven't seen it yet, but
it's out?
They remade Cape Fear.
It was Harvey Bardem and Amy Adams.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, me neither. I just saw that it was available today. Yeah. So.
But I like Nick Cage. I like that like he's so – yeah, how old is Nick Cage? He's got to be in his 60s, right?
Yeah, at
right?
this point, yeah.
And I like that he's playing Spider-Man and like, but playing it old, right? Like
playing it old, playing it broken down, playing it like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Spider-Man, I had a question from a listener. I wanted Q's advice.
Okay.
It's this couple. It was the wife. They had a baby. They named it Ben Reilly.
Nice.
And they're having another child,
mm-hmm.
and they want to know if it's could or should they name it Peter Parker because our last name is Parker.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
And I think, are they setting him up for like years of
hey, webhead?
Like they named the other kid Ben Reilly Parker, right? Like middle right. name is Reilly.
That's cool. I don't. If they're asking me, I say, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. I guess a lot of pressure too on the kid then.
Name him Kal-El. Fuck it. I don't know. I don't. I mean, comics aren't what they were like when we were growing up. It's not like they're.
But I think more people would get the joke though.
Because of the
Peter Parker,
stuff.
You know.
I mean, there's no doubt he'd get sick of it as his life goes on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's still a cool name.
You would like that?
If I was named Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot to live up to.
I could do it.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. But yeah, despite what I said on I Sell Comics about like how I don't think there should be fucking endless variants of characters.
Available on Patreon.
There you go. I did dig the first episode of
It's a pretty fun show.
Yeah, the villain, like the reveal of the guy, I don't want to give it away, like the guy in the white tuxedo who follows him up, right, the villain he turns out to be. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's gonna be a while before I get to Spider Noir because I started watching Scrubs. I got to finish something before I start something new. That show is on forever.
Yeah.
You never heard anybody ever talk about it.
It's funny.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a funny show.
It's not like you know, one of the best shows ever. It's not super funny.
Yeah.
But it just does enough, I think.
Enough. I'm with you. I haven't seen every episode, but like
it was on forever. Yeah. I've never heard a single person ever mention it and say like, hey, I like this show.
No, me neither. How many seasons?
It's got to be like 15 seasons.
Really? It's about life at a hospital?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, makes have a lot of questions. I want to have Dr. D on and based upon that Scrubs and see like how close to reality medicine is. Like in
your world. Right?
Oh, I bet you there's probably a lot. I bet you the show had to be created by a doctor.
Yeah, 9 seasons.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Wish I could become a doctor. Like me, you know, maybe is it too late in my life to become a doctor?
Why would
doctor
it be too
of?
Late? You could be a doctor in 4 years.
Oh, I think it takes 7 years to become a doctor.
Well, you got to go to college first. He's got to get his bachelor's.
Yeah.
Then I guess you probably want to go a little bit further and get your master's.
Okay.
To get into medical school. Oh, then you got to go to medical school for 4 years. Then you got to do your your internship
I'll keep
for 2 years.
Forget it.
Yeah. And then you got to pay for the school.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, speaking of paying for school, I saw that we were talking about doing cons and stuff like that last week. I saw this this quick bit on this guy called Son of Lurch, and all he does is go around. Now, this is a guy who I couldn't like take a picture of it, but his setup is unbelievable, and he's just the son of Lurch from the Addams Family.
Is he dressed like Lurch?
No, he was dressed normally, but he was he's basically trying to preserve the legacy of Lurch.
Okay.
Ted Adams?
Ted Adams,
Ted,
yeah.
Yeah, right?
Ted Cassidy. There were people around his booth.
You rang.
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah.
That's all he said, right?
That's all he said, yeah. Where we go,
Oh, so it's his actual son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, he is dressed as Lurch.
Yeah, he's all lurched out.
Yeah, the picture I saw, he wasn't Lurch.
Boy.
He looks like his dad.
What a fucking amazing amazing thing for a son to do to keep his father's legacy. Like, my daughters are never going to do it. That go to that much effort to
son for, of Walt.
For anything, right? There's nothing.
I'll put on a bear mask.
This is crazy, right?
Yeah. What I mean is like a whole setup with books and pictures and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you have to be a real Lurch fan, I guess, in order to.
We should start one called The Real Lurch and just get the booth next to this guy. Like, just harass him for no
reason.
We're
all like,
Legion of Lurch.
His father was a Bigfoot.
In
$6 Million.
$6 Million.
Oh, really?
Was he really?
Yeah, he played one of the Bigfoots, I believe. Will you look that up, get him?
Sure.
Ted Cassidy, Bigfoot. I believe I'm right on that. If I'm not, then I it's going to bug me all day long. I'll beat myself up endlessly.
I look so stupid. Let's see. Cybernetic creature Bigfoot. In the
I think he was the second Bigfoot. He played him after Andre.
What happened to Andre? Did he die or something? Or?
Andre was just too busy, I guess.
At that time, probably. 76, 77.
Nice.
And probably after the first time putting on that costume and all that bullshit and the contacts. Right. And like, yeah, it ain't worth
it. He's like, I just did Princess Bride. All I had to do was put on a shirt.
Oh, it would have been before Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why he didn't want to go back to it, because he's like, I just...
Oh, even the second time, it would have been before. Princess Bride's probably 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, $6 Million Man was probably 78.
He was still relatively healthy back then.
Yeah.
He got so he couldn't walk after a while.
He did it in 76.
Who?
Cassidy. For $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman. And then again, 77.
Yeah. So what was it, 75 for Andre?
I guess so.
Hmm. Son of Lurch.
I visited, I had the Big Slick charity this weekend.
You did? I was following you on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't post much about it, but nah. But we went to the hospital and visited a bunch of sick kids. It was crazy, man.
How funny was it?
It was hysterical. No, it was it was really touching, man. Like, yeah. We do it every year, so it's not the first time I've done it, but it was like it kind of ground you. We were like, oh, yeah. Shit, man, these kids are like 16. And
I'm bitching because my cable's out.
I had to watch a DVD last night. Like,
I had to go physical. Physical media. Don't you understand?
I'm not lying in a bed all day watching TV, am I? Yeah, it was something special, man.
And are all the kids aware, like, of every celebrity that shows up?
Do they
get, like, primers or something? Because it would suck to show up and they're like, who the fuck are you?
I have a feeling that we...
Because I feel like that would happen to me.
That they asked them who they... Because every room we went in, the kids were like, oh, you're excited to see us. Mm-hmm. So I think that they asked them, like, who...
Right.
Who they would want to see.
Yeah, they don't set up the celebrity to be like, come in and be like, and they're like, this is so-and-so. And they're like, oh. And they're not even, like, there's no recognition. Right.
Yeah, it was extremely touching. Mm-hmm. I felt good to do.
Yeah.
Like you get them.
Where'd you have to go?
We're in Kansas City. So hospital up there and you know, it was nuts. It actually made me love the TV show more.
Because
the kid was like, he's like, I've been dealing with this for years, and watching your show has like got me through it and stuff like that. And mother started crying and she's like, it's the first time he's left. And I was like, wild. I'm stuck crying now. I'm like,
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of crazy, but it kind of realigned me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, which it does every year. It does every year. They do great work, those guys up there, the Big Slick guys, the charity there. I think so far they've raised like $35 million.
Wow.
I know. It's like nuts. Good guys.
You can't cure these kids with $35 million, huh?
Guess not. I mean, it's surgeries, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You see this little baby with like a big swollen head because you have brain surgery and stuff like that. And it's so, you know, it was crazy. But it definitely like realigns a little bit.
Yeah, there was, I remember when we were doing Comic Book Men, these people came in and they were fans of the show.
Yeah.
And they were saying hello. And I was like, oh, so what are you doing? Like, you get down in the area to go to the beach or something? Like, no, we're on our way to Philadelphia because their daughter, who was like three, was like, blind and deaf and like was getting operations because she had like, she was, you know, not well.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time thinking like, what the fuck could I ever possibly complain about? Like these,
yeah.
Like forget the parents.
Yeah.
And the little, you know, you got the little girl who's like, okay, I'm blind and deaf.
Yeah. And I'm just going to get on.
Where am I going from here?
Yeah.
But the parents, like what a, even Sage's friend, Mary, it's like, she's had like something like 18 operations or something. Cause her back's all fucked up and shit. Yeah. And her parents have to constantly go to the Ronald McDonald House and all that and get the operations.
It's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah. But you never saw a fucking kid with a more chipper attitude.
Yeah.
Better outlook on life. Always happy every time you see her.
Great. Could use a little more.
Give me some attitude. Of that. I need some of that.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here complaining today because I started a new home project, a home improvement project out front. I ripped out all these hedges.
Okay.
And I'm going to put, Mary Beth wants to put stones down and then put like flowers and shit in there instead of these ugly hedges. So I tore all the hedges out, cut out the roots, cut out the stems or the trunks or whatever. And the blazing heat.
Yeah,
I'm like, fuck this. I can't take it. I got to start doing it earlier in the morning. It's too fucking hot out.
Did you rip out the shrubs all the way to the roots?
I did not.
Nope. Oh, okay.
No, I cut the stump as deep down as I could.
Yeah, you gotta be careful when pulling out stumps.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happens?
Oh, God.
What'd you do?
So yesterday, I got to learn to, like there was a time, I think, when somebody would be like, nobody would ever describe me as being a nice guy, right? Surly, able.
Quiet. You're quiet, too.
I think the universe is trying to tell me stop being a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Because I went into the post office that I always go to, and the guy behind the counter, I love this guy, sweetest postman ever. I would take a bullet for this guy.
A rubber bullet, it's a rubber bullet nonetheless.
I mean, like if his post office was on fire, I'd run in to
try to save him.
Save him. But like I could drive. I mean, you could see another post office on fire. More likely, you'd probably see me holding a can, like a gas can, because they're fucking. They could burn up and fucking. I could care less. But I would run in and try to help him. But he's in. I'm in there yesterday. I'm dropping off the mail, and he's in discomfort. And he goes, oh, I hurt my back. He goes, I have no aspirin. I have nothing. And I'm like, well, what do you need? I go, I'm driving by Walgreens. I'll go get you something. And I'm thinking, like, he's 99 out of 100 times. People are like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Right.
Shock of shocks. So he goes, like, okay. Like, all right.
Did you open DoorDash and be like, just put the order in on this?
I was like, all right, you know what? He's a great guy. Let me go do this. And he's trying to look up what he wants me to go buy him. And I told him, just text it to me. I'm going to get in the car and text it to me, and I'll pick it up while I'm there. I get there, and a fucking text come in. It's something called Australian Dream. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going to Walgreens, man. I'm not going to have international fucking
store.
Muscle fucking creams.
You're just regretting it already.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Bengay, asshole. Like, I could find that. Why are you giving me something that I'm never going to be able to find? So I go in, and sure enough, I cannot find it fucking anywhere. I'm going up and down the aisles, and eventually I just ask the pharmacist, who apparently, you know, cannot be asked a question about fucking anything in the fucking store. He's a pharmacist. Yeah. I don't stock fucking shelves. Yeah. And he says what aisle it's down, and eventually I find it. It's $38. $38 for a little jar of Australian Dream. Yeah, that's it.
Arthritis pain relief cream.
$33.
That's online, yeah.
And so he only gave me a $20. I'm like, no big deal. I'll pay. You know, I don't care. He's a great guy. I get up to the fucking counter.
Put it on the company
and
card.
But I say to him, I go, no, I didn't do that. I had texted him, though, like, do you want this? It's $33, I asked him.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to see, like, maybe he doesn't want it, you know? Like, so I texted him, and I go, are you sure you want it? It's $33. And he's not getting back to me. So I'm in line, and I'm kind of, like, looking at my phone. It's almost my turn, and there's a kid. Have you ever – the Walgreens by – it's by me, but maybe you go to it. There's a kid in there. He looks like he's 18-year-old Ned Flanders.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
he's kind of like a little quirky, like super quirky almost.
I got super mad at that guy one time because I wanted to drop off a FedEx package. And he goes like, well, you have to wait in line. And I was like, all right. I mean, normal. I said, it's all taken care of. And he's like, no, you got to wait in line. So I wait in line, and I hand it to him, and he just puts it down. And I was like, you fucking asshole. It's not like he scanned it or anything.
There's something wrong with that guy.
All right.
There's something like
– yeah.
He might be on a work program.
Probably, yeah.
So because I could tell because he's dealing with the way he's dealing with the customers before I get up there. You know, he's joshing and fucking around and making jokes, but like they're like weird. So he says to me, because he looked at my phone. I don't know if he's making a statement that I'm on my phone in line and he's kind of annoyed by it. But he goes, I jammed your phone, he goes. Don't expect to get a text. You go, or don't expect it to work because I'm jamming it right now. And I go, oh.
Sounds like this guy.
I go,
sounds
really? Like I go, so I play along with it. And I go, all right, well, I go, I need you to unjam it immediately. And he goes, like, he does like a magician's kind of like, he goes like this. Like, I know you can't see what I'm doing, but like, you know, that kind of thing where like, where you're like, ta-da.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's unjammed. And I'm like, I'm still waiting for this, for Steve to get back to me. And I'm like, yeah, it's still jammed, I said. I'm going to need to see a manager right now, I said.
Oh, no.
I did it in a deadpan voice. Like I was like, because I goes like, look, I mean, if you broke this phone, I said, you're going to have to pay for it. And he goes, no. He goes, the internet's just bad in here. He goes, you go outside, it'll work. I go, no. I go, nope. I go, I got you to fix it right now, I said. At this point, I'm not even keeping up. I'm laughing about it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into, like, I'm sure you've seen it where, like a certain type, like, they get frustrated.
Right.
And then he starts to, like go into his own head and mm-hmm. just starts staring at the ground and he kind of, like, is, like, getting, like – upset.
Yeah. Starting to get red-faced and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like not answering the question. And I'm like, well, I tell the lady, I'm like, look, I'm waiting for a text. You can go in front of me. And she's looking at me like she doesn't know what's going on. And he's not answering the questions anymore. He's not talking back to us. And I go, look, I was like kidding around. I said, I'm just waiting on somebody to text if I should buy this or not. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't answer me.
Oh no.
And he's just kind of like doing the ignoring everybody in the line. And he won't fucking take the next person.
Holy shit.
And the lady starts looking at me like I just kicked a puppy. Like she's mad at me because I guess I was being a jerk. I was like, I'm only fooling around. I said, he says he wants it then.
You want your phone?
No, the text comes through finally.
Oh, okay.
He didn't really jam it, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I figured. Okay. I figured he didn't really jam it. Yeah. Okay. Well, what did you do? How'd you unjam it?
So Steve finally answers and says, yes, buy it. So I go, I'm just going to buy it, I said. And so he starts to come out of his little, like, tantrum in his head that he scans it. And I go to fucking pay for it, and I don't have enough money for it. I didn't have enough to cover it.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I'm a dollar something short. And I'm like, oh, my God. I go, I gotta go out to the car, I said. So you might as well just, you know, take it off. I gotta go out to the car. And I didn't have enough money in the car either. So I had to go home, get money. Come back, and this time when I come back, the fucking line is like six people long. Oh, so I get waiting in line for it. I get up to him and I go, yeah, did you? He goes, I put it back. So he went and put it back on the shelf. So I gotta go back to get it. I go back again. There's three more people in line. I finally bring it to the postman, sweetest man alive. And I'm like, I'm already like 45 minutes into this. And I'm like, I'm just gonna drop it off. And I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I go, I got it. You know, you're a great guy. Don't worry about the difference.
Can you put it on me for?
And, he then proceeds to tell me, like, I just want to run in and run out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, then he starts to go into, like, how he hurt his back. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. And, like, he just keeps going. And I can't get that natural break. Like, I got to go. It's like another 20 minutes of him telling me
that he
tried to fucking rip a stump out of the ground just by using his own fucking strength.
His own brute force?
Yeah. And I'm like, fucking rip a fucking stump out of the ground with fucking five horses.
Right.
You thought you could rip it out? I want to be like, this is the fucking guy I spent fucking 50 minutes of my life that I could never get back, making people in the line fucking angry at me because I was playing. I was being nice, I thought, to the kid.
Right.
I was going along with his fucking.
He started the shit.
With his daydream that he had fucking. Yeah. And yeah, but no, they didn't. He was very resentful. I was being too nice. Adventure. I was being nice to the fucking kid, like playing along with his little gag. Nice to the fucking post office guy, and what did it get me?
Nothing.
It was almost an hour.
You were
out
13 bucks in an hour.
$2, yeah.
Sucks.
Jesus. Well, I won't try to rip them out myself then. I remember, like, I didn't try, but I pulled them out at the old house, and I used my Jeep and a chain to, like, rip them out of the ground. It didn't occur to me. I'm like, I'm just going to pull on this until it comes up.
I got this.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, I used a little mini chainsaw and just cut it down as far as I could and then covered it up with dirt. So hopefully that works. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't regrow or anything?
Nah. You know what does work, Q?
It's better be about boner pills.
Blue Chew? You want to do Blue Chew first?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't
Harry's matter. Razors?
I can do
those
blue,
work.
I can do Blue Chew first.
Whatever you want,
what you want, all right. If your lady or your fellow or that person that sends you an eggplant emoji at 2 a.m. is ready for better sex, then you better be too.
Speaking of trunks.
Mm-hmm. And this is where Blue Chew comes in.
You're on fire today, get him. What happened? You get some sleep?
I had coffee.
That's where Blue Chew comes in. They've been on a mission for years to get you bricked up, build your confidence, and help you actually perform in the bedroom. Their new arousal performing formula, Blue Chew Gold, is helping millions of men have better sex in 2026. While most ED meds only focus on blood flow, Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow with two ingredients for mental arousal and connection, so you're not just physically ready, you are actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. They don't like the word dysfunction, Q. No. They only hear about function. They only want to hear about hard let's bonus.
Keep it positive.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's personalize this. Let's riff, as they suggest. Getting hard is not the same thing as getting aroused. Get that solution that does both and more.
You know what I'm surprised Blue Chew hasn't done is buy the formula from like Extends. So like – and combine Blue Chew and Extends. So not only does it get your dick ready,
mm-hmm.
it also grows bigger.
I don't know if it was that.
Extends. Was that ever disproven? Because I thought the FDA approved that as a
I don't know. Can you look up Extends?
I never even heard of this.
Yeah, you used to see a commercial on it like, with Jimmy
Johnson.
I've
had a subscription for years and it hasn't worked so far. What do we got? I never would have thought of Extends again if you hadn't mentioned that.
I got to imagine. I'm only kidding. It didn't work. There was no pill. There's no pill you could take that's going to make your hog bigger.
Over-the-counter male enhancement supplement designed to boost sexual performance, stamina, and erectile function. Oh, so it's not about growing your dog. It's basically they're claiming it's an over-the-counter Blue Chew.
We can't even mention it then.
No.
In the ad.
We could say how it don't work.
Yeah.
And say that. Fuck Extends, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Less is more. How about more is more? More blood flow, more arousal, more performance. What else do you need to know? I've been talking about Blue Chew for years now. Would you just fucking buy it already?
Because it's not even about getting the boner. It's about getting like the type of boner you had in your 20s.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I learned with my test sample.
Q, I have to wonder the accounting at Blue Chew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At this point, like Bryce said, this many years in, how many people are we
converting to Blue Chew?
Conversions are we getting from the audience to like for Blue Chew?
Hundreds.
I think really? Hundreds. Really? You had to put a real number.
Why don't we end the commercial before we start getting into this?
Let me read the call to action first.
It's about the repeat customers who come back because it works.
Someone at Blue Chew is like, yeah, they're right.
Why are we paying these assholes? I think it's more about like because they do sponsor a lot of podcasts. I think it's more about brand awareness. Yeah. They just want people to be talking.
They are the name, right?
They are the name,
It's like Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepsi, like they just continue to put out ads, but they really don't need to.
No. Yeah. Everybody knows Coke. Yeah, but keep that brand awareness in mind. Yeah. So don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And here's the special deal for listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code TEST. That's promo code TEST. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. All right. What we got next? Let's do a little factor. Let's see. I'm going to paint the scene. Hunger strikes and I'm exhausted. There's something healthy in the fridge pantry I should be making, but I just don't have it in me.
Do you have a pantry?
I don't.
What is a pantry? I've heard of it. I don't know.
It's like a little room off the kitchen, like a right?
Closety room.
Yeah, where you keep all your canned goods and your dry goods.
A pantry.
Yeah, you got a pantry. Well, of course you do.
I was going to say, come on, you got multiple pantries.
Yeah, his pantry is bigger than my kitchen, I bet.
Technically, it's called the butler's pantry.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I know what he's talking about. Yeah,
your
I know
pantry
what he's
room
about.
Has a fucking panic room in it.
It's a little elevator that goes into the ground.
What do we got here? Factor. Eating healthy isn't a willpower problem. It's a setup problem until you find Factor. Factor solves setup problems with fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs delivered right to your door. And with Factor, you're going to hit your nutrition goals this season, if that's something you want to do, without the planning, grocery runs, or cooking. Factor has meals built around your goals, whether it's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support. For strength and workout recovery, check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection. Fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating weekly meals, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean and Asian, and there's always something new to look forward to. Try the newly launched ready-to-eat salads with vibrant ingredients like elote corn, and miso edamame.
Miso, you know what?
You got it.
I'm not going to finish it.
Plus 70 plus add-ons, surround out your nutrition from green juices to peanut butter energy bites. Ready in 2 minutes, Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door so you have more time for everything you love this spring. Your best option is Factor.
Mm.
Head to factormeals.com/TESD50off, the number 50, and use code TESD50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box. Okay. With new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/26. And see website for more details. All right. I got two more. Should we wait on them? Yeah, man. Yeah, let's wait on it. Otherwise, you're really pounding people with ads.
I did want to thank a lot of the listeners who reached out after last week's episode. I think I unintentionally painted a picture that I may be living in a cardboard box.
Yeah, it's wooden. So.
I think, yeah, I don't know, but the amount of outpouring of support and concern and...
support in terms of Patreon subscriptions, maybe?
No.
So no real support.
No. In terms of...
That's kind of support.
Well, bullshit.
The people who reached out are all there anyway, so... But
right.
A lot of people, like just... Yeah, like I didn't want to paint a picture that I needed... You know, people, listeners were like, I'm going to send you $100 at the end of the month, and I'm going to keep sending you $100 a month. I'm like, no, please, no.
Well, that gets split three ways.
Right? Yeah, right?
That's
pretext. We don't really got to tell anybody about it.
What that? That's $33 a piece.
Yeah, they should mail it directly to the store.
I was like,
in cash.
That is so sweet. That is so touching. But, yeah, I do not need money. I do not need anybody to be concerned about my welfare.
Welfare?
Oh, my God. Yeah, my food stamps are coming in at the first of every month on time. I'm good.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of the month, you know, maybe it's a little dicey, you know, but no.
Relying on some cheese.
it was so, like, touching to hear so many people, but – yeah, I think maybe I probably shouldn't have even mentioned it because it did set off a lot of people worrying needlessly, and I definitely did not want to have that be the reaction. And I was touched, but again, yeah, there's no need for anybody to be like, I want to do anything for me.
Subsidize your lifestyle.
No, not at all.
That is very sweet of him, but I thought that you did a great job of, like, being like, this is what's going on. Like, you weren't like, this sucks. This is what's going on.
It did suck this week, though. Oh my God. There was a point where I was like, I'm fucking done with this shit. So, have you ever heard of something called organic food stores?
I know of an organic section in a food store. I don't know about organic.
An entire food store that's
the type of store probably what you wouldn't catch me in.
I had to go into one.
Okay.
And the first thing that hits you is the fucking smell.
The smell, yeah.
It smells like, do you ever like open a bottle of vitamins and take the fucking cotton out and you just hit that whiff of vitamin smell?
I know exactly the smell you're talking about. There's an organic food store next to my vet, and I would sometimes go in to grab something, and that smell is like, whoa, this is healthy.
It's overwhelming.
This can't be healthy. Yeah. So I have to go in and get 9 things, but only 3 items, though. In this food store, like, I may as well be walking into a foreign country. Like, there's nothing in there that's recognizable brand-wise.
It's like a goat walking around.
No, in terms of brand names. Like, there's no brand name, no recognition at all
for
any of the brand names. So the
no
first
Mrs.
thing,
Butterworth, no.
No.
Yeah, nothing like that. Yeah. It's like the labels of a hammer and sickle on it and shit like that. Mom Dabio's. You get some old Damios with some goat milk.
You know, the first thing, and my wife is telling me, because she's going to wait in the car with Ted, she's like, you shouldn't have did this. You shouldn't have did this. It's like, you got to deliver it within, I think it was 28 minutes. I had to do a shop and get it to the guy.
Before it spoils.
And she's like, you shouldn't have did this.
But what happens if you don't get it to him in 38 minutes?
28 minutes.
28 minutes.
You just get it counts against your record.
Dinged.
And so I go in, and the first thing I get is a bunch of bananas. And I'm like, isn't any banana fucking organic? Like, why are you paying so much more for an organic banana over a banana in ShopRite?
They must spray the ShopRite ones with some kind of pesticide.
You just take the peel off and eat the
– I would think so, yeah.
They spray the organic ones with pesticides, but it's a more – better pesticide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I go in, I find the bananas right off the bat. I'm like, boom, I'm on a fucking roll. And when I go in, I'm like a Terminator.
Yeah.
Bananas covered.
Yeah, like I have a mission, and God help anybody that gets in my fucking way.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking blow them away.
No one's jamming my phone.
Yeah. Like, I got to get this shit done. And he wants this cereal. this healthy cereal and go down to cereal. I can't find it. So I say, I can't find it on my phone. They're like, go talk to a customer. I mean, somebody who works at the store. I get this kid fucking reeks of fucking marijuana. You know, he's working there and I'm like, hey, I can't find the cereal. Can you show me where it's at? He goes, yeah. And he goes, he's looking. I can't find it either, bro. And I go, all right. And
do you know where it is?
He goes, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. He goes, like, he only looks for 2 seconds. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It should be here in this aisle, though. So then I go, well, is there somebody else that can help me? And he goes, yeah. And then they get the guy who stocks that aisle, comes over, smells of marijuana. I think everybody in the fucking organic food store, all they're doing is smoking.
Are you sure you weren't in the dispensary?
I think all they do is smoke in the back room.
Yeah.
And they're organic fucking doobies. And he comes over and he's like,
that's a bad thing.
Because you're on the fucking clock. I got a fucking order. And you're fucking treating it as if it's not a big deal. And he's like, well, yeah, I just saw it last week. He goes, I fucking put it on the shelf. He didn't say, I put it on the shelf. It should be here. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I can't find it. He goes, so to
he's like, you're fucked, son.
So then I'm like, I have to report that I can't find it. And that's a whole big thing. Or I got to take a picture of the shelf and say, they want you to prove that it's not where it should be.
Sure.
And he says, well, it should be here. So like, I take a picture of it. I upload it.
This is the customer wants you to prove it?
No, that the DoorDash.
Oh, the DoorDash. Oh, okay.
And so I have to prove that I look for it at least.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's not then I get it. It says like, that's not the section where it should be. Try looking somewhere else.
How the fuck do they know?
I'm already behind like at least 10 minutes now.
Can you take a video of the guy telling you?
No videos. Okay.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. No video. So finally I find a button that says I could refund the customer for the cereal.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got to go. The last thing he needs is
probiotics.
Yeah, soda.
What? Cold. Soda?
Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the point of that?
I don't know.
Improves your gut health.
He wants six.
No, I know what the point of probiotics is. Why are you putting it in soda? Like,
it's more palatable.
So what the fuck is it? What is it? So is it like soda with
beneficial bacteria.
It's like bacteria.
Oh,
it's like yogurt.
God.
Type stuff.
Yeah. Or like kombucha or something like that.
That is so
kimchi.
Fucking gross.
Yeah.
When I take antibiotics, they hurt my stomach. I have to take probiotics with it.
Because
it kills soda I don't get. That's gross.
It only comes in soda, though?
No. You get powders and put it in fucking
Or pills. I take pills,
So I go to – and there's a soda aisle in this place. I was shocked. But you go down on the aisle, there's no Pepsi. There's no Coke.
Sure.
It's just a million different colors.
Faygo.
Of like orange, reds, pinks.
There actually is a prebiotic Pepsi.
Really? Yeah. Well, so I finally found – he wants 6 individual cans of this cola. I find it and I scan it and I say, I got it. And I put in 6 because there's a whole bunch right there. As I'm putting it in the cart, though, there's only 5 of them there on the shelf. But I've already entered that I have 6.
Oh, no.
I can't go back. So I'm like, I asked one. And again, I find another fucking guy. Taking forever. The whole time my wife's going, what's taking so long? And I'm like,
trying to jam your own phone.
So I asked the guy, I was like, do you have any more of the soda? And I'm not saying it that nice.
Right.
I'm like, because I'm so annoyed already because everyone's treating me like an annoyance there.
Mm-hmm.
The people who work there.
You're buying shit.
Yeah.
Still an annoyance.
You don't smell right.
you smell
like a narc.
And they're like, no, we don't have any more of that soda. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm so fucking mad that I go over and I see that underneath where the individual cans are, you could buy the same soda in a case of 12 or 24. So I'm like, fuck it. I just rip open the fucking box and I'm like, I'm taking one can out of here. Fuck them.
Yeah.
They can have an open carton. I don't give a shit. Pull the can out. It's fucking half the size of the ones that's on the on the individual ones.
Oh,
so there's nothing
Christ
I could do. So I text my wife and I'm like, I go, I need you to come in and switch with me. I go, I can't fucking do this. I'll watch Teddy, you come in and shop. I said, I don't know what to do anymore. And so I'm going to switch out with her, and I see on the end cap there's more of this soda. So I'm like, oh, there it is. I can get that lit 6th one now.
And they didn't know that. The fucking people that you asked for are like, it's on the end cap, the most prominent fucking spot in the store.
They're seeing it all day long.
So I tell Deb, I'm like, you know, she's out, and she's texting me, and I'm trying to check out. I'm out in front. Come out and watch Teddy. Because usually I bring the vest that he wears. He's a service dog.
Right.
But this day I didn't have the vest on me. I only had his normal collar, so he couldn't come in. And I said, you know what? I found it. I said, I'm good. I'm checking out. So you have to take a picture of the receipt after you check out. I guess that goes to the customer. And I'm leaving, and we're driving to the guy's house. Oh, he's on South Amboy, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
For $12. And we're driving, and Deb doesn't really know a lot about it. It's like she's just starting doing it. She goes, something just came up. It was a message from Larry. And I'm like, I think that's the guy.
Larry.
And he goes, I didn't authorize the purchase of a bag. And
Jesus Christ.
And I go, what? And she goes, oh, and I go, look at the receipt. What does that mean? She goes, so for this fucking hemp bag that these fucking idiots fucking put the shit in.
Is it 40 cents?
It's 99 cents.
Right.
For this canvas hemp bag that, you know, and the guy's right. You know, he shouldn't have to pay for it, right?
Right.
So I'm like, fuck. She didn't tell me that she was going to charge me for the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say to her, message him back that, like, hey, so sorry. I didn't realize that she charged for the bag. I could just tell him I'll put a buck in the bag. He'll just say, don't even worry about it. So, you know,
it's the second time this is happening to you.
And I just say I'll put a buck in the bag to cover it, you know, and say – and apologize. And I guarantee he'll just be like, don't worry about it. He just writes back, okay. I'm fucking so mad. I'm like, this fucking asshole. Like, he knows what I'm fucking making to go all the way to fucking South Amboy, and he's not going to give me the fucking break on the 99 cents.
Right.
I want to be like, hey, also,
you
I'm
should
gonna
keep the bag.
Hey, Larry, I'm also going to put a fucking can of Coke in there so when your fucking balls drop, you can have a real fucking can of soda, you cocksucker. Pull a tampon out of your asshole, your organic tampon. Oh, I was so fucking mad.
It's Cherokee hair.
What, your balls? Are you ranting to Deb?
Yeah. I was like, type that to this fucking cocksucker. Oh, I was fucking furious.
If I were
and then the fucking I get all the way to South Amboy, I drop it off, and we get another one. And it was for quite a bit, so I was like, yeah, let's just do it. It's on the way home, I said, but it takes us onto Route 9.
Mm-hmm.
And no, but you don't know it. There's fucking road work on Road 9, on Route 9. Fucking 35 minutes just fucking on fucking crawling along Route 9. And the whole time it's like, you're late. You're late.
Oh, it keeps telling you're late. Oh, my God.
And that's where I was like, I don't know. There's got to be a better way.
See, now as a person who uses DoorDash, and sometimes we'll be, you know, I'll track them to see, you know, when they're going to get to the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is taking this guy so long? Now I know.
Yeah.
Now
like,
I know.
And it's not like I'm not treating it with the most fucking urgency. Like, you might as well, you could put a guy delivering a heart to a fucking hospital and me side by side. You couldn't tell the difference the way that I'm fucking running around that store trying to find this shit for this guy. Like, I'm treating it as if it is life and death. Even my wife is like, you got to calm down. She's going, it's just fucking soda. And I'm like, I know. It's just like you're wrapped up in the whole thing of the
tunnel
clock,
vision,
the clock,
yeah.
And the fucking, yeah, it just like, it does something to me where I'm like, I got to do it.
Yeah, maybe instead this of taking isn't the it, game for you.
Yeah. Oh, my God, though. When that guy fucking said okay that I to put a buck in the bag,
right.
I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Larry, fucked you.
Larry, I remember his name.
If I were you, like when those people were like, hey, man, can I send you some money? I'd be like, yes, you can.
Well, you know what? Well, there was one.
Fuck this shit.
It wasn't the same day, but it was earlier in the week. I went to a right around the corner. I fucking drive by it every day. There's a trailer park that I drive by every single day. Didn't even know it fucking was there. That's how the tunnel vision from home to here is. Mm-hmm. I had to deliver literally 30 pounds of beer, it felt like, in this box of beer.
Jesus.
So much beer. A cube of beer. I don't know. How do they measure this shit?
It could be beer like ball. Like a beer cube, yeah.
It was so heavy. I was like,
damn. A 32 pack or 30 pack.
And I get there and it's at
a night's work, right? Get him.
And it's just this one guy in a trailer. He's in a wheelchair.
That's Larry?
No, this is a different guy. This was a couple of days earlier. And he's up on he has like, I guess, a trailer that's made for a handicap. Accessible.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of high and you got to go up this ramp. So he comes out of his trailer because you have to sign for beer. You have to like show me your license.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
99 out of 100, you don't even see the person. But when you get beer, you got to get that or any alcohol. So he comes out and he's signing my phone. And so he could see down into my car. And any time that anybody leaves a car, me, Deb, anybody, Teddy is like a sentry. Like he is just out that window and he will not fucking break to stare till that person comes back.
Yeah.
So he could see Teddy in the car. And he goes, oh, my God. He goes, you have the most adorable dog. He goes, he starts to talk about how his dog passed away last year and how lonely he's been. And he goes, your dog's adorable. I was like, you want to – yeah, I go, he's super sweet. I go, yeah.
You're being nice again.
Yeah, and I let him come out. Yeah. I go, you want to meet Teddy and pet him and everything.
I'm doing this to pay for an operation for him, you know.
No, I'm not lying. I'm just – because the guy was really nice. And it was sad because he was like – he's ordering all – I know he's going to drink all this beer by himself.
Right.
He's not having friends over. So as I'm getting ready to leave, he goes, buddy, he goes, I kept you here too long. I'm going to give you more money. He starts going in his pocket. I'm like, no. Like, that's the point where I'm like, dude, I'm not taking some money from a fucking guy who's living in a trailer park. There's like,
in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. Yeah, just like, it's not happening. I said, no. I did say that out loud.
Right.
I just like, no, bro.
Look
forget
at you.
About it. I go, it's fine. I go, no, it's good. It's good. And, he goes, you sure? And so then we're leaving, and I see on my phone, he tipped me anyway.
Oh, he added
it. He did it. And I can't refute it. I can't, like, I can't even contact the guy.
Right.
Like, there's nothing I can do. He gave me another $5. It's just, like, heartbreaking because you're like, I should not be taking money from a fucking guy in a trailer park.
Yeah, it's
not,
well,
I should not be doing
this.
Why are
you doing a service for him?
Yeah.
No, but I shouldn't be taking an extra $5 just because I let him look fucking Teddy.
It's up to him, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't take it. He gave it.
Yeah, I know, but I felt bad, though. I should not be. This is it is not the proper thing to be. Like, I am not. That guy needs that more than I do. And. But. Then Larry fucking stiffed me for that buck. I'm like, I'm still down $4. Oh, yeah. But yeah, that was the one where I was just like, man, there's got to be a more expedient way to do this than how I'm approaching it. But.
DoorDash, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't think that's up for a dispute.
Well, I mean, I'm working on
I'm working
on the – I was wondering, like, what are we going to do with these cons? Like, what is – because I've never done them. Like, I've been to them.
Well, you could –
And I know it's just like – is it just like signing? Like, what is the –
signing, yeah, taking pictures and selfies.
Do we need to bring things?
Yeah, 8x10s, top loaders.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I thought people want the picture there, though.
Well, if you take 8x10s with you just in case they want a signed picture.
Yeah. I know, what do they do with the picture, though?
I don't know. I don't ask them. They just buy it and they
put it up.
Away.
They put it up on the wall.
I know, but like, come on, man. Who needs a picture of fucking aging podcasters?
What Nobody, they but they'll buy it anyway.
I know, but I could see the
– You know how much money Ming makes selling Q photos?
This is what I do, though. I get my
I'm not lying. He does.
I know he does. But like, this is where I start to get in my head. I'm like – there's got to be a better way than trying to guilt people into buying a picture of a fucking 60-year-old man.
It's not that they're
going to be like in 10 minutes. You're like, oh boy, I paid $20 for this.
Fuck it,
$20.
He hasn't been to a con in a while, has he?
It's the experience. It's meeting you. It's, you know, talking to you
and then moving along.
Yeah.
I have that photo of Jamie Farr signed, and I have the photo of me and Jamie Farr.
You know what, though?
And I love it.
Those are icons, though.
I would argue you're not exactly Jamie Farr.
You're not going to win that argument.
Podcasting icons?
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, Teddy.
But
you're still opposed to doing a show because that's the quickest and delivering what, you know, people
come. Well, you have the show, then you have the DVD afterwards.
I think I was – drawn to doing the DoorDash thing was because I didn't have to rely on anybody but myself. Then I didn't have to. It was something I could do.
Except for Deb
and
Alicia.
Yeah, true. Teddy. No, Teddy doesn't really. Teddy's just has to come because he's special needs.
Yeah,
he can't stay home.
He's autistic.
He doesn't bring anything to the table when I'm DoorDashing.
He's so happy.
But
look at him shed.
Like it was just motivated by like, you know what, I could just. I don't have to like rely on a listener to give me something, you know. I can just do it. I just generating it on my own.
But you're still taking money from people,
right? But I don't feel that like that feeling of like I know you don't need a picture of me. I know you don't want a picture of me.
They
No, trust me. I've been to enough cons. If someone doesn't want a picture of you, they will walk away.
Yeah.
I've had it done plenty of times. Like, oh, how much? Or, oh, you're charging? Like, no, I'm doing it for fucking fun. Yeah.
I got to find something, you know, and it's so sweet. Like, you guys are so sweet to offer, but I wish I could find something that didn't rely on anybody but me.
Yeah. Well, you've shown just recently, you could draw pictures and
yes.
A lot of people
reached out and wanted me to do commissions, but I feel like it's hard for me to be like, give me whatever such and such money for me to draw you a picture. What if they don't like it? What if it's not up to their standards? It's not like I'm John Byrne or George Perez.
They don't know who the fuck those guys are. They don't know.
Why is that up to you? Like, why? Like, it's up to them to decide. It's not up to you. Like, it's up to them to decide whether it's worth
it. But
it
feels like charity, though, again, no.
But charity is them giving you something for nothing. Like, you're offering a service, whatever it is, and they, as adults, are choosing to either. More people are not going to buy it than buy it.
Right. I just wish that there was like something I could fall ass backwards in that I could just do that.
Like the lottery or something.
Yeah. I bought a lot of Teddy tickets. I told my wife, I was like, yeah, when'd we make tonight, DoorDashing? And how much did you spend on Teddy tickets?
Oh, shit. We're in the hole.
But yeah, I just wish there was something out there that I didn't have to rely on somebody that's connected to the podcast, that heard it through the podcast, that's doing it because of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It's just called a job.
Yeah. I got to find one of those. But it's harder to do at this advanced age because I don't have much skills.
Wait, didn't you want to be a Walmart grader?
They don't do that anymore. Well, they do.
Really?
They do, but yeah, they don't hire the aging anymore.
Oh, is it special needs people or just younger people?
No, I think it's younger guys.
Oh, just younger people.
Yeah, and plus – I would have a very difficult time being like –
I'm checking your fucking receipt.
Your receipt doesn't match what's in your cart, sir.
Fuck you. All right. Back to DoorDashing.
I didn't say that you did, but I wholeheartedly agree. There's no way I'm doing that. There's just no way.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something out there. I mean – but I just got to find it though. I will.
Yeah.
But I don't understand.
I thought we found it.
Yeah, but like, I get it though. But like you said though, once we get there, what do we do for fucking days on end?
The con I don't understand because I don't do them.
Right.
But is that a picture of you and. Is that old?
No, someone made it.
It's AI.
Yeah.
No, I know it's not. I know you really got a lot. I was like, is that from when we discussed that?
Yeah.
Bri, that guy really didn't jam my phone in queue. That is AI.
Yeah.
we smell like the organic store.
I don't understand like what we would do at a con. We can figure it out, though.
I agree with you. Well,
we can figure it out.
You do. Like, here's what we would normally do. We would you go there and you sit there for basically, you know, a certain number of hours.
Sure.
People come up to the table. They take pictures. They buy stuff from you. They say hello, whatever. And then if you want, you can do a panel if there's panels
available. No, I know what people do at cons. I guess I just meant we would just sit there at a table all day.
Yeah, shoot the shit with
people and do a panel.
Yeah.
A panel?
That's all. I mean, if you want to, you don't have to.
We might as well just do a show. What's
that first time? And it's going to be probably many times. When a person comes up and wants Q and they're like, well, you have to, well, also these two guys also have to be in the picture. And they're like, who are these two guys?
We could figure out our way around that, I think. I've thought of that.
Right? But, yeah. That awkwardness of we go over and stand next to Q and you're like,
No.
Your handlers, I don't want them in the fucking photo, Q.
See, that's kind of understandable because he has his own thing as well with IJ.
Yes.
So, sure. it's at least a little more digestible.
Right, but it doesn't change the awkward factor.
Yeah,
it's going to be at a 10 when that person goes like that, or that face, and you're like, well, who are these two old guys that are – are those Q's elderly uncles?
There's two dads.
that to me is not going to be fun. You know, when that happens, when they're like, people are like, just Q, please.
Yeah.
Well, it's not extra for Brian Walt.
Just Q, please.
Just Q, please.
And then I'm just taking pictures all day while you guys are just hanging out at the booth talking. Yeah, I mean, I just figured we'd figure it out, but I guess – I don't know. I'm working on it. Okay. I'm digging in and doing it.
I think you try one, and then I think you'll – I think you're, what your fear is probably going to come to fruition. You're going to be like just twiddling your thumb. Well, probably not you, because people are going
to
notice
you. People are
going
to come up to the table.
And they're going
to
be like – they're going to be on your hog, dude. They're not going to let it go. They're going to have fucking holding on tight to get that fucking –
they do cons – I mean, like – well, these guys from Star Wars aren't sitting there to like they have methods to move.
Oh, you think that we're going to be – there's just going to be a half-hour signing window?
No. But like somebody can't just sit at the – stand at the table and talk to you for like 30 fucking minutes.
Oh, that's what you think. I've had it done.
Well, you're thinking you're going to – like you – were you under the impression now that like there's a – quote unquote, like TSD will be signing on booth B from the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and that's it?
No, I figured that like you sit at the – you're at the booth, but there's like one of those like velvet – like
not
velvet
the days.
An L. And they come in here. They do the thing and then they go out
they're,
there.
They're going to be able to fucking get right up in your face, Q. 20 from the moment you walk in to the moment you leave.
I'd rather just pay for your kids' college.
They're going to be like, Q, over here, Q.
Hey, Bri, can you get Q?
I got an idea for your show. That'd be really funny.
Yeah. I got the best impractical joke.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be like.
I hadn't considered that.
We'll see. We'll still commit. We'll do it. That's no problem. I've done it before.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
I can throw my old
security. Let's do some ads. Let's not forget those ads, bro. I'm all about the ads now. Yeah. I'm all about the ads.
Like, only four?
I mean ads. Only four.
Ridge Wallet. Mm. Walt, I think you need a Ridge Wallet. I saw you taking your money out before. It's all scattered in.
I know. I know Ridge is great. I know their wallets are great, but I still fear
losing
that
it?
Me and a wallet are just destined to fucking be fucking parted within a half hour.
Mm-hmm. Not a Ridge Wallet. These things are great. I love them. I love mine.
You are on fire.
Yeah.
nice work, get them. Me and you, baby.
Boom.
Me and
you. Yeah. You could join the club. Yeah. They got a titanium one, you know.
I know.
Same thing my neck's made out of.
Let's see. Talk about your dad's or your significant other's old wallet.
Oh, because it's going to be Father's Day soon.
Father's Day's coming up.
Mm.
How guys you've known have gigantic, crusty wallets. I don't know anybody like that anymore. But it was a big thing. Like,
didn't Jimmy have a crusty wallet?
Does he?
Yeah.
He may, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think you're right. You don't got a crusty wallet, do you, Q?
No, I have a cool wallet.
Yeah?
But I don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah, I remember like
you lost it?
It's in my house or in my car somewhere.
So how do you go? How does that work if you're – some days you're like, I'm going to go wallet. And other days I'm going wallet free?
Yeah. Usually what I'll do is I'll keep my wallet in like this little drawer set by my front door. Mainly I just take my shit out and put it in my back pocket and go walletless.
Mm. What episode are we up to?
679, 680.
I can't believe that information hasn't come out by now.
Really? I thought we were doing a commercial.
Boring.
I mean, you asked me a question. I answered
That's what
it.
I'm saying. I couldn't believe it when I was listening. As I was hearing it come out, I was like, wow. I shouldn't have asked that
Why'd
question.
I ask that?
But how do you then bring your license today if you didn't bring your wallet?
I don't have my license today.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, how does that work out for you?
I used to have two licenses, and I kept one in my car, but then I turned 50, and I had to re-up it.
Mm.
So, more fascinating.
Talk to you. Please, tell me more.
He just takes off the sunglasses, and bam, they
I
know
have
exactly
a great
who he
Evil
is.
Dead wallet that looks like the Necronomicon. It's like
leather
and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I want a Ridge, so.
Yeah.
I'll get you one.
Yeah,
I'll
all right.
get you one. The overstuffed, beat-up leather one that barely fits in his pocket. Are you embarrassed when he pulls it out at dinner? I remember as a kid being embarrassed when Edgar would pull out his wallet. Moths would fly out of it. We were poor. Does his lower back always hurt because he's sitting uneven? That's why this Father's Day is the perfect time to get him something he'll actually use every
single
day.
I remember when moths flew out of your fucking piano.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. All three of them.
You know, what's that thing when you lift them for the show, the keys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the walls flew out. Because you were so poor.
That's where we kept all our money in our piano. let's see. A Ridge wallet is what he'll use every day. Unique, slim, modern design that holds up to 12 cards plus cash. Made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber. Over 50-plus colors and styles to choose from.
They should make an adamantium one.
Oh, yes. That would be cool. Or at least call it that.
Hmm?
Or at least call it
that.
Oh,
I'm sure Marvel has copyrighted adamantium, I imagine.
No, I don't think. Isn't adamantium like the name of a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was something they made up, a word they made up.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Sorry, Ridge.
Ridge. Talk about that money. over 100,000 five-star reviews. You can feel confident when this is the kind of gift he'll brag about and actually use. And Ridge isn't just about wallets. They make premium everyday essentials like key cases, suitcases, and rings, all with that same sleek, durable design. I don't know why they don't even show the power bank here. They also make power banks. Does your man always lose his wallet? With the Ridge tracker card, he'll always know exactly where it is before panic mode kicks in. No matter what you pick, Ridge has free shipping, a 99-day risk-free trial, and a lifetime warranty on all their products. And while you're getting something fun for them, why not get something for you too? Ridge makes these 5-in-1 power banks to get rid of all the extra charging cables. Everything's built in. You can charge multiple devices at once. No extra cables, no digging around. One thing to pack, five ways to power. So for a limited time, Ridge is running their huge Father's Day sale when you can get up to 40% off their best gear. Just head to ridge.com/TESD and don't miss out on one of their biggest discounts all year. That's ridge.com/TESD for 40% off after you purchase. They'll ask you where you heard about them. Support the show and tell them Steve Dave sent you.
You get them. Do you post links and the passwords when the episode comes out?
What do you mean passwords?
The code.
I post links. I post links sometimes, like if it's pictures and stuff.
Can you start posting the codes? I get so many emails where people are like, "Do you know what the code is for yada yada yada?" And I'm like,
should be putting them on each episode.
Just
where?
In the description. Like it'll come up in the description, like when you go to Spotify or
at the bottom, all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Just forward those to me so I have the links in each one. Yeah.
Yep, we'll do.
Yeah, I always get people asking for the codes, and I don't know the fucking codes. Mm.
Yeah, I'll put them in. How are you supposed to remember them all?
I assume it's always TSD related, but I'm sure it's not. It's a little bit more than
you
just
got
writing TSD.
You got TSD 50 off. You got And then let's see what's Raycon. Raycon is Raycon doesn't have one. All right. This message is sponsored by Raycon. If you're still figuring out what to get Dad, if you don't want to get him a Ridge wallet, maybe get him Raycons. Raycons Everyday Earbuds Classic have become my go-to for daily listening. That's true. And they make sense for just any dad who loves getting outside but also appreciates actually being able to zone in when he wants to, whether that's relaxing at a park, going for
zone
walks,
in
traveling.
Or zone out?
It says zone in. Mm. You would think zone out, though, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's a play on words. It's like clever.
Could be. Oh, it's not that clever.
Zone in.
Zoning. Let's see. The active noise cancellation is honestly so good it blocks out background noise in a way that makes everything feel more immersive and focused without any effort. It's the rare gift that works for so many different moments in his day, not just one. And if this has you wanting a pair for yourself too, now is a great time because they're 15% off. Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price and add in over 3 million happy customers and a 30-day happiness guarantee. There is zero reason to overpay. There's new colors, blush violet, cool mint. There's active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can connect two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what you're doing. So upgrade your dad's everyday routine. Go to buyraycon.com/TESD and get 15% off. Thank you, Raycon, for sponsoring this podcast. All right. That's all the ads. They're knocked out.
Nice.
All right. Now, what else do we got here?
Are you going in a limo, too?
Yeah. I'm the driver. No. Why would I go with them?
I thought they needed a chaperone, no.
Nah, I think they're okay.
You remember your prom? I remember it.
You're right.
The fucking peppermint schnapps and
shit. You
might
get busy and drinking and stuff. Yeah.
I considered that.
The peppermint schnapps? Oh, yeah. Peppermint schnapps. We would drink anything, huh? Like when you're young, you'll drink. I remember drinking
beer. Whatever you get your hands on.
Yeah.
But this is a prom where it's not – it's more than likely that this is going to be alcohol, right?
I mean, for special needs kids?
Is it all that special I would doubt. Needs
yeah.
kids?
Oh, no. In the car, it's just special needs
right, kids. Right, but the prom itself is going – there's going to be doobies. There's going to be
– spike in the punch and shit?
I mean, it's quite possible, right? Like this, there's going to be other children there, right?
There's going to be other kids there, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to be openly smoking weed or openly drinking. I mean, or offering it to Sage. I would be pretty surprised. Like, what, are you some kind of fucking nerd? yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be doobies and booze. There always is a problem.
Yeah,
right?
You can't. I mean, it's you can't stop it.
Nah.
They'll get it in somehow.
They're going to sneak it in.
I was booze in my prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought. I remember apple. What was it? The apple schnapps. The delicious orchard shit that they make. I can't remember.
Oh, Applejack.
Applejack. Yeah. Mm. Couldn't remember what it was called. Yeah, Applejack. I remember.
Teddy's going
nuts, man. Scratching that leather couch, digging for those blue chewy uppers.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
You talking about me?
What are some of your prom memories? What's like one thing that stands out as like I'll never forget. This happened on my prom. Hmm.
Getting in a lot of shit because I suggested pulling a switcheroo with another couple. Yeah, I was in the limo and I was like, I mean, we could, you know.
Even in high school, working their
magic. Yeah, I was trying to work it. I was trying to work it. But yeah, nobody was down. Everybody was aghast.
Aghast.
Yeah, it was. You remember Scott Schmeads?
Barely.
Yeah, he would play basketball with us and stuff. Him and Leanne Voorhees, they were a couple at the time. And me and my now deceased girlfriend, Bev.
What'd she die from?
A car crash, I believe.
Ooh, yeah. I remember when that happened. Mm-hmm. You were weirded out, but you were like, oh, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange. I'm like, wow, she's gone. She can never apologize to me now.
Were there...
She has unfinished business on this earth.
she's in the spectral realm now. Never to apologize.
Well... Now, those were pretty straight-laced kids. Did even they dabble in the doobies and booze?
I didn't have any doobies at the time, but they did dabble in the booze.
Even the straight-laced kids, on that was the day they let their hair down.
Yep, not straight-laced that day.
No. And that's sad, though. Like, you go through your whole – you fucking walk this straight and narrow.
Then you cut loose once and you're done. I don't know if most people see it that way.
Oh, you were disciplined that whole time, and then you just couldn't fucking make it through. You just had to fucking cave.
Had to have some fun.
Yeah.
Had to. Stupid kids.
The universe fucking has a way of like of smacking around nice guys. Like, I was being a nice guy when I offered to go to the prom with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
In that window between me saying like she needed a prom date, and before the actual prom, she had hooked up with the guy who would become her eventual husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't meet him before I said I would go to the prom.
Right.
And so
you got no puss.
No. It was a sight as like...
I got puss.
She should have. Like, I don't remember. Like, why didn't I just step away then? Like, I don't understand why. Like, there was no need to care. Like, she wanted to go...
No, I agreed.
Weedy, right? And...
Did she want to go with Weedy? I mean, I don't even know if she would remember
because she came...
Point.
I remember her telling me at your house one time that I didn't have to do it, and...
You should take the hint.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't realize that was the reason why until I think the day of the prom that, like... That she had a boyfriend, and I was just like, oh, I felt so stupid.
Huh.
Again, just being like too nice. Like, yeah, I gotta
nice,
really
dude.
Like fucking
that was a very
jerk
nice
it
thing
up.
To do. That was a very
that sounds
nice
weird.
Thing to do.
jerk it up. I gotta really start going back to her. I was just like an asshole.
Huh. Oh, you hadn't.
Yeah. Like the universe doesn't fucking pay back people who are nice. It really doesn't.
I don't know. You got people reaching out, and there's an outpouring of love for you.
Yeah, that's true. Like, but yeah, I should have fucking
stepped back.
I shouldn't have taken her to the prom. Then we can her could have went to the prom together.
Did you pay for the bid? Maybe I can get some of the money back.
I think that what's the bid?
The like the $50 or $60 or however much it costs to get in the ticket.
I think your sister paid for it.
Probably.
I paid for the tux.
But you Edgar paid for it. Yeah, you paid for the tux.
Yeah, I think you That's drove me to get price, the tux. Yeah. I didn't have a license then.
I must have then. Yeah. Lecturing you the whole way. You touch my sister. She's virgin, you know. She's cherry.
Nothing below the neck.
Oh my God, it's 216. I gotta go. My heart out.
Yeah, that's
my
right.
Heart
you got a heart
215.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. Tell them. Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say, we got to go do pictures and meet with other parents and all kinds of stuff.
But I thought you weren't going, though.
No, I'm not going in the limo.
Oh, you're following the limo.
Yeah, I'm
going
to follow the limo.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So basically, you are going then.
Kind of going. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'll just go there to watch her walk in, and then hopefully she'll be able to. Because last year she wanted to leave early, so I had to drive all the way over there and get
Where is it at?
This year it's in Monmouth Beach. It's the Ocean Resort or something like that. One of those places. Yeah, a place right on the ocean. I'm sure it's nice. Last year it was in the Berg, Keensburg.
Really?
Yeah.
It was close.
Yeah. It was pouring rain, though, last year. It sucked.
You got a nice day today.
Yep. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. Prom.
Prom.
Can't wait.
Tell them, Steve, Dave.